Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get into the first clip. This says, my biggest fear is smacking a stud and she shows up to court in a dress. This ain't the same MF I smack, your honor. Yeah, that's a good one. But yeah, I do want to live to see the day where being a woman doesn't give you an unfair advantage in court. Yeah, I really want to see the day.
In the wrong man,
right?
You're saying,
and
that.
That's all we're saying. So, from if, because I let the drug dealer stay with me, because I said you got potential to be a business owner.
Damn,
if you can, if you can do, if you can stand in front of trap till the sun comes
Okay, yeah. If they're feeling it, far as sexual attraction, they'll make an excuse for anything wrong you do. Like if she really feeling you, and you get her going downstairs, if you know what I mean. She will make an excuse to her family for whatever you do wrong. She will make an excuse for anything you do wrong. People ask her about, like, why are you dating this guy? His record, he got 20 felonies and this and that. Look, girl, he had a rough childhood. he just misunderstood. Yeah, but didn't he knock somebody over the head, you know, the other day? Yeah, they was tripping, though, girl. You don't get it. They was tripping. They will make any excuse in the world. And a nice guy, they'll make every excuse in the world why she can't talk to you and why she can't go on a date.
Assault, theft, fraud, DUI, breaking and entering, solicitation, armed robbery, shoplifting, aggravated assault on a...
Right. She did all that when she was drunk. But like I said, when she go into court, if she show up like that and it's a guy judge, oh yeah, she getting off. Probation. I don't care how many charges it is. Max is probation. Now, if she get an older woman judge who jealous of how she look, oh, yeah, watch out. She might get some years then.
A police officer and more.
This is such a funny question because honestly, like, women go out so that they can be hit on. Oh, women are so mad I just said that. Like, get a life, Margaret. We're all doing it for that reason. And, just say anything and we'll be so happy.
That's false. That's fake news. If you go up to a woman and say anything, chances are it's not going to work. You have to say just the right thing. And if you say the wrong thing, not only is she just going to say, oh, no, thank you. She's going to laugh at you with her and her friends. So a lot is riding on this. Your self-esteem is riding on this. If you're not a confident man at the core.
You think a woman finna sit there with you forever making $15 an hour? She'll build with you if you're working on something. But I'm telling you that love is going to run thin. From what I've seen with women, at some point.
Okay, well, she didn't love me then. If her loving me is dependent on how much I make an hour, then she never loved me. And here's the thing, fellas. If a chick seem like she just want a man with money and she just want a guy who makes six figures so she don't got to work, that's not the type of woman you want to be with. I need a woman who's at least willing, even if she doesn't have to. I need a woman who's willing to work hard for the rest of her life to maintain our legacy, to maintain our lifestyle, to maintain our household. Hey, she might not have to do it, but I want a woman who has proven that she's willing to do it. Because you never know what's going to happen in this life. Rich one day, broke the next. Shout out to all the women who held they dude down, not only when he was broke, but when it wasn't even in the trajectory for him to ever come up. Like, he made $15 an hour, and it looked like it was a very strong chance that he was going to make $15 an hour for the rest of his life, and you still held him down because you genuinely loved him. And it didn't matter how much he made, as long as you were able to be with him. And even if it meant you getting two jobs, you do whatever it takes to just be with him. There are some women out there, rare, but they exist.
Hypergamy kicks in. Now, do you have different personalities and all that type of stuff? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But from my life experiences, at some point, hypergamy always comes in. And a lot of guys don't want to face that fact.
I'm 34 years old, and I am not ashamed of my age by any means.
Okay.
But I was out at the bar last night, and a guy who's maybe about not even 10 years younger than me bumps into me. And I'm looking, you know, my best. He bumps into me and says, excuse me, ma'am. I'd rather you just call me a whore.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And here's the thing. She thought about that guy all night and the next night. So much, she's making a TikTok video about it. Do you think she would make a TikTok video about the nice guy that asked if he could buy her a drink? No, he doesn't exist. She doesn't remember his name or anything. But the guy that said something that hurt her feelings, he stayed on her mind all night. Think about that for a minute. Being super nice to women doesn't make you memorable. Saying something that bothered a woman, that makes you stand out. Because all the other guys at that bar were kissing her butt. And that's why they were just another average Joe that she didn't remember. That guy that said, ma'am, he could have pulled her that night. They love a-holes.